Okay, everybody, welcome to another clinic hour. So it's May 16, 2019, and this is another clinic hour for the Energy Dentistry program. Hi, everybody. Yeah, sorry about not having one last week. Last week was just busy with so much stuff, but I'm happy to be here for you this week. And I wonder, what would you like for me to work on? Oh, yay. Hello, Melbourne, Australia. And a few more people. Yeah, there's always people coming in. Yay. Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, fluoride products. Oh man, what is this with fluoride and with our water? Okay. Yeah, so let's see what is going on with, oh, the quality of water, food, the environment you're in. So all the toxins from the environment that's creating issues for all of us, let's release all that. Oh, yeah, and I think there's a lot of allergy season for some people because a lot of things are blooming right now. Allergy season is an issue for you. We're going to release all that now. And if you have multiple problems, especially with your face, sinus, ears, and everything that is masking and all the masks you use to get through life, let's release all that now. Oh. Oh, everything that is going on in the environment that's impacting your health, your dental health, and your overall health. Let's clear all that now. Oh. So I know that we are all very sensitive people, but let's see what upgrades we can do for our own body so that no matter what's going on in the environment, we can upgrade our system in such a way that it will detox everything efficiently for you. So, power, kidneys, bladder, spleen. Liver, to be able to detox for you with total ease. So let's really upgrade our digestive system so that our digestive system knows what's healthy for us and what to eliminate. And let's adjust your system so you can handle food sensitivities. Oh, let's upgrade your entire digestive system. Let's upgrade the elimination system. and then all liver function. So what would it take to optimize the over 600 or so liver functions? Oh. Oh. And let's make cellular release more efficient. So there's two processes, autophagy and apoptosis, that allows your cells, your body, to get rid of cellular waste. So let's increase the amount of apoptosis and autophagy. Oh. Apoptosis, as you know, is just programmed cell death. Autophagy is just getting rid of cells that are not normal. Oh. Oh. So if you have any infection going on, sometimes it's helpful to increase the weight and the amount of autophagy and apoptosis. So let's do that. Okay, so some more of that. Let's increase the rate and the amount of autophagy and apoptosis that is safe for your body to increase. Okay, body, here we go. So that's like taking a whole bunch of antioxidants, except that we are downloading you with energetic antioxidants instead of the real antioxidants, which some of you may be sensitive to, you know, like if I take too much, well, I'm not gonna go into that, you know what I mean. You know. You know. So what would it take to energize the processes of autophagy and apoptosis with total ease now? And I'm not going to go insane and be like, let's 10x that. No, we just need to increase some of it twice or three times, right? Twice or three times. The need to release anger, fuck it. I'm not going to tell you how to release anger, because if some of you were listening in on my interview on Angel Heart Radio yesterday, let me go check to make sure she's not on this line, Angel Heart Radio. I got in big trouble for saying the F word, because I actually said the F word out loud a few times in the interview. And she said she was shocked, and she now has to edit the whole interview, and she may not be able to use it. I'm like, what the fuck? I was talking about emotional authenticity. So as we are doing the liver clearing for all of you, and you know, one, you have a lot of anger, right? It actually creates acidity in your system. And so you don't have to take my word for it, but I just want to share this study that really allows you to see what I'm talking about. There's a study done on the monks in Thailand and Tibet, because a higher percentage of them are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Actually, the government of Thailand actually declared that an emergency and had people study what is going on. So in Thailand especially, and also Tibet, the monks are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes at a rate of 10.8%, compared to that same population of men in Thailand and Tibet. Their rate of being diagnosed with diabetes, type 2 diabetes, is at 4.2. So 10.8%, 4.2. It's pretty significant. It's significant enough for the Thai government to want to do something about it and issue this study, right? And so according to researchers, and this is not my interpretation, and it's totally okay for you to look this up yourself and interpret this as you like. So the researchers suggest that our body has innate intelligence. When we force ourselves to tolerate things and then to use mental processes to bypass emotional processes, like we try to outsmart our emotions by thinking about it differently, by focusing on positive thinking, and just using your mind to force yourself to not feel the feelings and bypass your emotions. That creates a lot of stress for the body. And because stress of all kinds, like repressed anger, frustration, blah, 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 stress of all kinds are caused by repressed emotions, usually anger, frustration, sadness, grief, grieving, anything that we repress and not allow ourselves to feel and express creates issues with the body. And we totally just know it, right? And we totally just know that if we stop making feelings wrong, and if we feel like we need to just chant so many times to release our anger, no. Anger is such a forceful energy, it requires expression. So some of us may go volcanic sometimes if we repress our anger for too long. Anger requires expression in actually 2-3 ways. We have to move it by literally moving our feet and hands and do karate chop movements, whatever you need. Do kicks with your legs, because the liver controls the tendons and the ligaments. So when you repress anger for too long, you're gonna live a life of procrastination. Right? Because you are not allowing for the movement of energy to do its thing for you, to help you set the boundaries, to be able to tell somebody to fuck off. I mean, excuse me, sometimes there are people on this planet that you have to literally tell them to fuck off, otherwise they take advantage of you. Why are we so fucking nice to perpetrators? If you're angry with them, be angry with them. Direct the anger towards what you can use the anger to change. Otherwise, it creates more issues. And there's a safe way to express our anger, right? In our own safe home, you can yell and scream. And I know that when you allow yourself to do the yelling, the primal screaming, I get it does not at all look enlightened or evolved. Well, what the fuck? You want to be healthy or you want to be evolved and live with diabetes? So make conscious choices about how to use the energy of anger to create boundaries. And ask for the fucking respect you deserve, like you really mean it. You only need to do this a couple times with some people, and it really works. If you do it like you really mean it, it really does work, because I was listening to Brené Brown. You all know Brené Brown, who does studies about shame. She has a fantastic definition about compassion. She says, there's no compassion if there's no boundaries. You gotta be compassionate with yourself. So the anger allows you to have boundaries, create boundaries. And remember, use your voice, right? Your body will know what voice to give that anger to, the shouting, the screaming. And I'm not saying do that to the person you're angry at, but do it at home, like in your closet or wherever. Scream, shout, do that. Kick, punch something, punch someone. Not punch someone. And Grandma Nadia, who I learned about shamanism from, she's one of the last shamans of her tribe in Siberia. She meets with the Dalai Lama every couple years, right? And she's no longer in this world, but she still can connect with her from the other world. And Grandma Nadia told me that when the Dalai Lama was asked about anger, what you should do with it, he said, first, don't act like you're better than a human being. You're a human being, act like a human being. When you're angry, you need to express that anger so it's not in you. If you need to break dishes, you can break dishes. If you have to throw a lamp across the room, throw a lamp across the room. You have to express it so that it does not hurt you or other people. So I thought, oh my God, the Dalai Lama knows what he's talking about. So those monks should have been listening to him instead of whatever it is they were doing. But anyway, yeah, so repress emotions create a very acidic environment in our body. And that's why, like, when we do energy healing and you're able to receive it, oh my God, you're gonna yawn and then your stomach will gurgle, right? When your stomach gurgles, what is happening is the acidic content is becoming more alkaline and gas is given off, and you can hear the gurgling of your stomachs. Oh, so let's turn into all the repressed anger. Oh, all the disappointment. And when I say voice your anger, you can just do shouting sounds, do screaming sounds. Sometimes shouting works, sometimes screaming works, whatever works, right? And again, do this in the privacy of your home, not to the person or at the person. Like last night after I was done on this interview, I had to do a lot of sound healing on myself. And then I can laugh, right? And then I can laugh about it because I thought, oh my God, we're such a mismatch, and that's okay. She can have her reality, I can have my reality. And that's the thing. When we repress our emotions, we're not allowing ourselves to have our reality. We are allowing someone else to impose their view, their reality on us. And that only creates more anger and resentment. So, all the relationship issues that are really hard for you, let's bring those up and then release all that now. Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. And you can create your own rituals for all emotional healing, for anger, you know, and then for sadness. You got to allow yourself to mourn the loss, acknowledge the loss that was real to you. And sometimes we carry a lot of silent wounding. And the silent wounding is not about being silenced. The silent wounding is the absence of something that should have been there. And it's hard to identify the absence of something. So for a lot of you who are feeling like Okay, I understand about these different archetypes, and I know which teeth have the problems, and I know that my joy archetype and power archetypal energies and the teeth related to them are having real problems, but I don't know what I really want in life. So when you don't know what makes you happy, when you don't know what inspires you, when you don't know what you really like, that speaks volumes about the silent wound of never having someone you respect show you deep acknowledgement of your gifts. It's about the absence of having your achievements acknowledged, fully acknowledged. Like in the old days, if you're not the troublemaker, then you don't get any of the attention. And so all your achievements, your genius, your brilliance, your dreams, your joy, would just kind of silence from lack of acknowledgement. Yeah. So for all of you who know this is you, silent wounding, there's going to be grief, right? So be in touch with that grief and grieving, and just feel what it's like to never have your gifts be acknowledged by anyone, to never have your achievements be celebrated, to never have your dreams be supported, to never have your joy be fully shared. Oh, I'm going to that energy of feeling how fucking sucky it is. Sorry. Using two awful words. It fucking sucks to have something that is so important to you be so ignored and pushed away and pushed to the side and then pushed to the back burner and then pushed back and pushed back until, even as an adult, having taken so many workshops and stuff, you're still at the space of, I can't figure out what I want to do. And it's all this silent wounds that we never get to grieve, because what's absent is really hard to identify. You only know the absence of something when like all the symptoms show up and you realize that as intelligent as you are, as insightful as you are, as resourceful and as productive as you are, you shouldn't be in that space of not being able to identify your joy, your dreams, what makes you happy, what inspires you, right? So, yeah. So all the ways we have pushed all that to the side because no one around you celebrated who you are. No one celebrated your gifts, your achievements, your genius. When there's nothing to support that, it's like a plant that never gets water, right? But the seed is still there. And how amazing that the seed is still there and didn't rot. So think about that. The seed of who you are, the seed that contains your true destiny, is still there. So let's be so connected to that and really know who you are from a higher perspective. and on a soul level, see you the way the divine would see you and celebrate the genius of you. Oh. And in all the habits we have for creating separation from ourselves, any of those habits, it could be, for some it could be smoking, for some it could be drinking, for some it could be other things. And I say, instead of looking at them as something that's bad, look at it as they are reminders and placeholders of a more grand version of you that you have not yet been able to water that seed of, right? So the addiction to sugar, what is behind that? It's reminding you of what you're capable of creating for yourself. That's far, far, far more important than what you give yourself credit for. Yeah, I know everything is easier said than done. Well, let us take ourselves back to the moment. Talking about knowing who you really are on a soul level. So there's a couple important moments in every life, right? There's the moment on a soul level when your soul chooses to reincarnate on planet Earth. That moment is called the moment of reincarnation. So let's ask our angels and guides to just surround everyone on this call and on the replay. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. And now bring us back to that moment of reincarnation, where you choose to reincarnate on this earth. In that moment, you knew what the purpose of your reincarnation is. You knew very profoundly the promises you made to Gaia, to Mother Earth, to all its people, to bring your special gifts to this planet that will heal the planet in some way. Heal the inhabitants of this planet, heal the environment, heal the earth. You know this moment, you know your purpose in this moment. And you can ask it, so you're not separate from the divine. You're not separate from the ascended masters, because in you are all the ascended masters. They are part of you and you are part of them. So remember everything from that moment. We're going to bring in the next important moment between 16 to 20 weeks in utero. Your soul came into your body. And what that was your soul purpose for this life. Oh, and let's expand that moment. Oh. Oh, and you know why you chose the family you chose, because they would help you remember the gifts you bring to this planet. And now bring these two moments, bring those two energies into who you are today. Oh, and know that on a soul level, where you are is perfect. There's divine perfection and beauty in every moment. And you chose the moment when you really know, when you are being and acting in total alignment with your own soul purpose. And let's just bring that energy in for you. Oh. And you can choose to unlock the code of your divine destiny any moment you like. Oh. Sometimes your toughest challenges unlock for you your greatest power and your greatest gift. So, bring that in. Because the challenges will not be in your life unless they are there to unlock something greater in you and your own knowing of who you are as an infinite being. What a divine destiny. I align with all that now. So let me reset for you all your assemblage points so you're able to receive the optimal light quotient for your light body and allowing all this to really create a significant shift in your life if that's what's in alignment with your true destiny. Here we go. And with the help of all the angels and guides, we're going to return all fragmented soul pieces to you, cleansed by the light, returning you to wholeness, to health, to vitality, to all that's divinely beautiful and perfect about you. And in this space of wholeness, health, beauty, and perfection, everything is possible for you. And you can make any choice that's in resonance with you now. And bring in all the healing frequencies to heal all body systems, all meridians, and any chakra that is low on energy. We're gonna bring in energy to them now, to allow all chakras to be in full alignment with this energy that contains and is the energy of your divine destiny on earth. Wow. I have no idea what the heck you were all asking for this session, but anyway, I'm just doing what's coming through, so you all must have really big asks. Ask and you shall receive, and here you go, receive. Because it's be here, hold a space for each other to fully receive all this. And let this fully integrate in your body, in your neurology, in your endocrine system, and in all systems. Yeah, so now when you look back on the archetypal information that's given by your teeth, are you now able to access the information behind it even better? So let's make that happen. Oh. And you can always ask your guides and angels, for what purpose was I born and what actions can I take now that are totally in alignment with my divine destiny? And allow what needs to show up, right? And you totally have the willpower to follow through with everything. Oh. So then, what are you using to create the different issues you call issues and problems? And what if you can release the need to create that? Because when you are really in alignment with your divine destiny, and you own it, would you need any distractions to help you feel fulfilled? So everything you are creating and using as a distraction, let's release all those conscious and subconscious habits, whatever they may be. Oh. Maybe some of it are addictions, maybe they're not. Maybe it's just unconscious use of energy and food and time. So whatever that has been unconscious, that's diverting you from your real destiny. That said, the angels and guides help you release all that now. Oh. And so how many addictions are you using to stay in train to the low vibrations of this reality? Are you ready to release all that now? Oh. And it doesn't matter what those habits are, what you do. There's something some of you are doing to keep your energy down, so that you stay in train to the low vibration of this reality. Whatever that may be for you, let's release all that. And what if it is that easy for you to drop it, right? Drop those inventions you're using, the distractions, whether they are implants, explants, or something you know consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, all that. Actually, anything and everything you're creating and using to keep yourself entrained to the low vibration of others around you, especially this other F word family, let's release all that. Oh. Telling you, family is a bigger F word than the F word. So everything you're creating and using to distract yourself and to keep yourself entrained to the low vibrations of your family, let's release all that. Oh. Funny, so for somewhere, ask, believe, I feel I'm legally obligated to stay entrained to low vibrations, so everything that is, let's release all that. Okay, so some of us may, if it's okay for me to use another term that some people have issues with, like if this reptilian energy around you, reptilian influences around you, that kind of make you feel obligated to stay in train to low vibration energies because you know reptiles, they have to keep to the ground. That sort of energy. And they want you in that low vibration with them. Let's release all the reptilian influences and all the reptilian cells around you. Release it and light any and all reptilian portals around any of you. Release it and light any wormholes that a reptilian and origin, release all that to the light. Reptilian sleep cells, release to the light so they can be transformed by the light. Any reptilian implants, explants, release to the light now. Anything implanted onto your nervous system that is not of the light, let's release all that to the light now. Oh my God. OMG. Let me know how you're feeling now. Anything, anyone purposefully put in your energy field to keep you from living, being, and achieving your ultimate destiny on earth. Let's release all that now. Any implants, explants, any low vibration energy, any low vibration being, like even anything of the evil sort, let's release all that to the light now. And let's completely repair all energy field and all auric fields now, so that from now on, anything that is not of the light cannot penetrate in your energy field. And this way, it is safe for you to plant the seeds, water the seeds, grow the seeds, grow the tree of your true divine destiny, because it was always just looking for a safe time and space for the seed to be fully planted, nurtured, grown, flourish, right? So we're gonna ask 144,000 light warriors and all the unemployed angels and now totally employed to work on repairing, clearing our auric fields now. And we're feeling it, what Christ consciousness light now. And really securing that connection between you and Mother Earth and the divine. So aligning that. For the next few minutes, just sit back and relax and breathe. All the light beings now are working on upgrading your entire auric field and intensifying and magnifying your connection to Mother Earth, so she knows all the gifts you bring to her, so that you too are really aware of your true divine destiny on this earth. and your connection to your higher self, to the divine, is totally expanded through all times or space, all dimensions, all realities. Oh. And now your field is filled with Christ consciousness, light, love. And allowing for the divine feminine and divine masculine to totally support each other within you. Oh. Oh. And everything in your auric field now is there to support you to fulfill your divine destiny with total ease, grace, joy. Oh. And let's just stay in this energy with each other for a few minutes and just allow, receive. Oh. Allow every part of your body to really entrain to this with total ease. Oh. Nothing can ever come into your energies to change this now, because you were meant to live your divine destiny on this planet, because Mother Earth needs the gifts you bring to this earth. And the divine are fully supporting you to make this happen now with total ease. And any healing your body requires, you can ask for, because you are as connected to the divine as anybody else. No one is more connected than you or closer to God than you. The God within you, you are closest to. Oh. And just feel that energy around you, every biophoton around you, every molecule around you, shifting so much to support you. Oh. Oh. So what if your energy field is always the energy of the zero-point field, the field of miracles? Oh. Oh my gosh, right? Ask and you shall receive, right? Here you go. What if the entire energy of you, your whole being, is the field where miracles unfold with total ease? Oh. And it's your new reality. So any and all archetypal energy you like to activate, you just have to ask, because you are the energy and the space and the consciousness of miracles. Oh. Yeah, let's stay in this moment and just take gentle breaths as your body reacclimates, recalibrates, every organ system recalibrates, every nerve ending, every cell, every space, every molecule in you. So let's stay in this. hold space for each other to recalibrate our energy so that your energy, your body, your being is the field of miracles. So, all this is more powerful than any and all subconscious block you may have had. All those are blasted away. Out of your energy field for good. Nothing in a 3D reality can tie you down. Oh my goodness, wow. Yes, allow the crystalline bodies, the DNA, the whole nervous system to recalibrate with total ease. So what you love to do is what you're here to do. And what you really know you can be, you totally can be now. I like that it's 5:55 p.m. now. Oh yes, major shifts. Oh yeah, let's fully allow this. Oh perfect, 333 for some of you. Or okay, I think you meant to do the heart. Where I am in a mountain time, it's 555. Beautiful, I love this number. Many shifts, life-changing shifts, to say the least. I guess in the Pacific Coast, you would get 444, right? Yeah, oh my God, in the East Coast, you would be getting 777. Oh no, you can't get 777, never mind. Never mind, never mind. Okay, good everybody. So just allow this integration to happen with total ease for you. Total ease. Wait. So I think this is a good space to bless this with love and light. And the session is complete with love and light. Yeah. I'm going to stop the recording, but I will